It's all right.
This is a little pitchy. It's a little pitchy. I'll help you out.
Oh, what up? This is Jezza. Welcome to the Shot Club. We got
GMTM.
We have
Mario Clarity.
We have
Dre C in the building, man.
And of course.
And of course.
DJ Valong.
What?
I said DJ Valong.
Valong does speak in English. Just so you guys know.
I'm like, did he change his name today or something? You guys look like you're shocked. What's going on? Yeah.
So this is the After Hours, the live stream.
And we're live.
So, before anything, I like to share this shit. Do we want to continue that whole Drake thing? Want to bring that up right now?
Yeah, I guess we should.
Yeah, you definitely got to bring that up. I got to know what you guys were talking about exactly now.
It gets weird.
Yeah.
I didn't have all the information, so I didn't think we should bring it up in the regular one.
We're just talking.
Drake and a lint roller, apparently.
No, let's make wild accusations.
No.
That's what I heard. I heard about Drake and a lint roller, so I need to know what's going on.
Hey, I respect the lint roller. I'm just saying, when you walk out with it in your hand like a scepter, it kind of has to be brought up.
You got to understand, we got to keep it fresh, man. They're behind the scenes type things, It was
very annoying. I didn't even bring that up.
Now you're putting me on blast.
It's like
Yeah.
Very like noticeable.
Listen, men are comfortable when they rock the pink, right? Isn't that what they say? I'm just saying that because I don't know why I bought that one.
Okay, are you on the next diplomatic community? Or...
No, definitely not. So what's going on with Drake?
Apparently. He's been having conversations. Is there meetups as well? I heard something about a restaurant.
He put out a picture. It was him and, you know, Jimmy. Remember Jimmy Jam Lewis?
With his daughter.
So they said he's known her since she was like 16.
Right.
And then they have this picture where he's like hugged up with her.
Right.
They're like, oh, what is this? Like, he's like, why is he going after this little kid?
Yeah.
So then that started. But then they showed this other thing where it was the girl from Stranger Things.
The 11.
Yeah,
the
11 seven, yeah, 7, yeah.
Right.
Was 11 or 7?
It was 11.
I don't trust none of that 7.
It's 7-11. Either way.
I don't trust none of that 7.
It might have been 7, it might have been 11, whatever. I'm pretty sure it was 11. I'm pretty sure it was probably 11. Yeah. 7. So anyways, the little girl from the Stranger Things.
Her and Drake had like this. To her, she said it's a friendship.
Right.
Like, they text back and forth, they're cool, he gives her advice on boys and all this shit, and they're saying, that's weird for a 31-year-old to have those type of conversations with a 14-year-old.
Okay.
So now there's, like, this whole thing, like, is Drake a pedophile?
Okay, but here's the other thing, though, is it could also be on the tip that, like, he was a child actor, she's a child actor, so there's, like, a relatability thing.
Right.
That being said, yeah, if it is the grooming theory that they have, where he's, like, grooming her and being, like, his when she's legal... on some, like, Dennis Reynolds shit. And, yeah, that's hella weird, but that seems like a...
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know.
Where did that come from? Is that where it went?
1 second.
Who's with us?
Right now, Jamie. And,
what up, Jamie?
ADD. Beats by ADD.
Thank you for joining us.
Sure, I'm going to share it.
So people are trying to turn... You're telling me that people are trying to turn the fact that Drake is... having conversations with this girl from this TV show. They're both celebrities.
But then it's the picture.
He's probably a fan of her. Or whatever.
I
want to
know why.
They're taking that as maybe he's trying to groom her for future for future use.
They try to put him in
a
random meme. I saw him like, they added him with like people like Woody Allen, Tyga.
Yeah,
they're grouping him with that type of thing. Like,
I want to know why the conversation went to them just having... If that's what they say it is, right? It's just her asking advice.
Yeah.
Where did the people get the notion that it's something else or more?
People themselves.
I want to know why.
Looking at history, like, whenever you see this older man with a young girl, it's usually...
No, I get that.
You guys, we're here talking about Drake like he's 75 years old trying to hit this girl up. Like, Drake's in his 30s. They're both celebrities.
And adults is in the...
He's probably a fan. Yeah. Like, this is just me. Yeah. I don't know what it is, right? I'm saying it's like, maybe he's just a fan. And if you're a fan and you're a celebrity and you're Drake...
I want to know where
you can hit anybody up and just be like, listen, I'm a fan of what you do. Why does it have to be? I doubt that he needs to go and scout 14-year-olds.
No,
have you seen some of the girls that Drake's been with?
No, but see, here's the problem. And we talked about R. Kelly.
Okay.
R. Kelly could have any girl he wanted.
Jesus.
Right? This is why I want to know where the red flag is. Because if there's a red flag, then boom, we got to get him out of there.
Right.
Period.
Right.
We got to call it how it is.
Yeah.
And he's got to face that like
right.
it is. I want to know what the red flag is, because maybe there's something I didn't see. Maybe there's evidence. Maybe there is
something that we haven't
heard
of.
If there is, cool.
For people to be coming up with this, for me, is just like, this is blowing my mind right now.
It almost seems like it's on us. It's like we analyze this picture of him and her in such a fucked up, weird, raunchy way. Like, oh, they must be fucking. It's like, no, it's just a photo. And we're the ones who connected those dots. That's good.
If we're talking about the picture with him and Jimmy Jam's daughter,
yeah,
that's a totally different.
I've seen a totally different scene.
I saw that picture.
No,
what is it? Okay, he's hugged up. No, if you see the picture, he's hugged up. Like Drake, I've seen Drake in pictures with females before, right? And you can tell when he's trying to get with somebody, when he's cool. You can tell
when
he's
political
in Serena Williams mode and when he's not. You know what I mean? When he's in J-Lo mode. Think about the pictures that you saw these guys, that you see him in with those girls, and the picture that he's in with her, he's front facing, hugged up, turned up, she's smiling.
Was it anything like his picture with LeBron?
The love may be equal. I mean, he really loves LeBron, but it was nothing. It was nothing like that.
Okay, but if there really is something that's, if you're looking at it, okay, put it like this. I have a niece.
Mm-hmm.
You have daughters?
Yeah.
If there's somebody that is in your family and you're looking at the picture, is there a red flag? If you're looking at that and you're like, that's my daughter.
Also,
my niece,
also, he's known
cousin.
Since she was like 15, 16.
I don't even know about that. See, that makes it even more on his side, though. But if it was, okay, let's say that girl was my daughter.
Yeah. And you're looking at it in that frame.
And I'm looking at it, and I have to be completely out of touch with everything else that's going on, first of all, in order to even assume anything of that picture. But if I did assume that he was trying to do anything with that, I mean, I don't know. I feel like Drake's the type of person that he wouldn't even make that type of thing public. He's not dumb.
I know, but I'm just saying.
There were evil intentions.
You looking at the picture.
Yeah.
First thought.
With the Jimmy Jam one?
She's
that
related,
one specific, yeah.
She's related to
no,
you.
No. If I was Pops, if I was Pops, Drake would have to get a hit up. Jay Prince would have to get a hit up. Like, hello.
Have you seen
the picture?
No. Someone like
let me see if I can find
you seen the picture?
Yeah.
What's your first thought? If she's related to you.
I can find this picture. Don't worry.
If the girl's related to me and Drake's on
and
the
you're,
market,
and
right?
you're looking at that picture, just the scope of the picture. The way he is, the way he's looking, his hands, because I haven't seen the picture.
This is a video. Gotta go to images.
I really don't know. How am I supposed to react?
Okay.
I'm not even gonna blow up the picture for you. I'm just gonna show you. This is the pic right here.
No. See, I don't see it.
This is the pic right here.
What's the full picture?
I don't see it.
The full picture, this is cut off, right? But
I don't see his arms.
I
don't see his arms.
I don't know. I've got that as a context.
Here's a different picture. Weird. Here's a different picture with the same girl.
I've seen that exact same photo, except it's like two cousins that I know.
In the end, it's a hug, right?
It's just like,
here we are at like fucking little Rory's Barton's
right.
or some shit, and then there's like two cousins. Like,
but even like how you say cousin, say like, I have a 19-year-old cousin. When I see her, a big hug.
Yeah.
They turn around and take a picture of me, and I'm
moment.
They're like, what's up with these two? And he's like,
it's just my cousin.
Listen, if you're thinking,
we got a couple more people.
Yeah.
Who's that? Renee and Dynamic.
Renee, Dynamic, what's up?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
If you're hugged up in a picture with a female and you guys are not involved, how are you guys? What's your body posture gonna be?
Hold on, but it's what you were saying. There's context to what you're saying. If especially if people know the relationship,
yeah. Right?
That's different.
We don't know the background of the relationship.
You have an actual bloodline between these people, right?
We don't know the background of the relationship. That's very true. That could change things. But I'm saying, for me personally, if I'm posing in a picture with a girl and there's nothing going on, there's a different type of pose from a girl that either I'm trying to or we are. There's a different type of body language. I'm not posing in a picture with a girl and we're facing each other like and we're hugging like this.
Yeah.
That's how they're hugging in the picture. They're hugging like this. If it's a girl and we're just chilling, this is how we do it, right? Or we might just be, you know.
Hips, so am I too. Your hips are going to be somewhere. Your hips are going to be somewhere, too.
You know how they tell you, like, you can tell by, even on a date, body language of a girl like you just based on this,
yeah.
Right? Come on now, man. I don't want to assume too much. You know, I don't know the man, but like I said, listen, he don't play out here. That's the one thing I don't know. He does not play out here. And I heard that Jimmy Jam was mad.
Yeah, I heard Jimmy Jam was mad.
So you don't get mad for nothing. You know what I mean? You don't get mad for nothing. There's crazy things out here happening.
And what's her name? The person's name? Somebody posted something. I can't remember.
That's horrible. We out here calling her Jimmy Jam's daughter. That's horrible.
Well,
I mean, that's who she
well,
is.
Well, like, respectfully, Jimmy Jam.
Bella Harris.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There we go.
Bella Harris.
Okay.
Bella Harris.
Was that The Weeknd's girlfriend?
No, that was Bella Hadid.
Oh, okay. Plot twist.
Yeah. Yo, I wish you guys could see how she's looking at him right now.
Like, oh, God. Did I just break something?
Plot twist.
Oh, man.
It could be Drake in picture telling Weeknd.
You know,
watch your Bella.
That's what I mean.
Watch your Bella.
You go. That's a whole different web of going on.
Yeah, there.
So
really exactly.
We can bring Justin like Bieber into that.
True.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What
is
he
doing
with that?
Right. Yeah. What was the other topic for that? We can stop with that now.
Yeah.
Pretty much speculation.
Right.
20-year anniversary.
Oh yeah. So actually, I should put that on this list. So right now, a lot of like dope albums dropped in 98.
So we were on our way to London and we were talking about albums that have the 20-year anniversary this year. We were listening to DMX.
Yeah, DMX.
Dark and Hell is Dark and Hell is Hot. And that's May, I don't even know the date. May 19th, 1998. I remember that. Don't ask. But there's a lot of albums. Jay-Z's Hard Knock Life, Lauryn Hill,
Miseducation.
What else is there? Outkast, Aquemini,
Juvenile,
400 Degrees.
Jeez.
Jeez. You said Lauryn Hill, right?
Yeah. What else was there? A Tribe Called Quest's last album.
This is top 40. We'll go through like.
There's got to be an Outkast album.
Yeah, yeah. So Outkast.
There's got to be an Outkast album.
Outkast was
one.
Yeah. And then.
What else? Wu-Tang was like a few years before that.
This
is the year before
Black
that.
Blackstar.
Right?
Cypress Hill did that. The one with Dr. Green Thumb.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Blackstar. They dropped.
Blackstar was the first and only album.
Yeah.
Were they supposed
Gangstar
to
Moment of Truth.
Gangstar Moment of Truth.
It's bigger than hip hop. Was that
Big Pun, Capital Punishment?
Jeez. How could we forget?
Yeah.
Jeez. This was all 1 year.
Yeah. 98.
This was all 1 year.
I don't know this name.
This was all 1 year.
He's big on them, bro.
Okay.
I don't really fuck with this shit.
Damn.
I was like.
Powerful.
That was a big one. Goody Mob,
Goody Mob, Black Ice.
Still standing.
Pete Rock, Soul Survivor.
Still Survivor.
DMX, Dark Kelly Side. That's top 10 that they have on this thing.
See, there's a lot of albums that like I used to listen to that.
Don't ask me to list those.
No shit.
Don't ask me to list
those. So from what you've heard already, just off earshot, what impacted you the most from that year?
Without a doubt.
Stop it.
Without a doubt, it's DMX. It's Dark and Hell is Hot. Without a doubt, DMX, just himself as an artist, he's the one of the few artists that actually put me onto rapping in the first place, right? So I grew up in what they call the golden era of hip-hop that everybody wants to talk about. And there's really only two artists that I really listen to, and it's not the same that everybody else. It's DMX and Ludacris.
Okay.
Those are the two artists for me that when I came into the game, I listened to for different reasons, right? DMX, his passion is unmatched. Nobody can touch the passion.
We were talking about that just on Friday. You can't. Yeah, Mexican passion is the closest one to Tupac.
To Tupac. To Tupac. It's the closest one thing to Tupac. To where you can see it, you can hear it, you can feel it when he says these words. You can watch him on TV. When you can watch somebody on TV perform a song, you can feel that. Yeah. I don't think people understand how impactful that has to be.
Yeah.
If you're not in the same building. There's no atmosphere. There's no environment for you to soak up in. You're literally in your couch sitting and watching on TV. And some people might not be real. Hopefully they're Cool Ranch. You know what I mean? But like,
hold on, sorry. The fact that you mentioned. sorry. No.
We stopped the conversation on some Cool Ranch.
Sorry.
Is he going to get some Cool Ranch?
No, he's probably going to get some snacks. I met somebody this weekend.
Okay.
Who's older than me. I'm not going to say my age. But it's older than me that never had Cool Ranch until 2 days ago.
And
loved it.
And did you tell him?
No. Here's the funny thing. Had other Doritos. Never had Cool Ranch.
So did you tell them that they had been, did you let them know that they had wasted however many years of their life not trying that?
Me and the convenience store guy were clowning.
You had to. Cool Ranch, man.
But yeah. Sorry.
Okay. So pretty much what I was saying is the passion from DMX is like, if you can watch somebody on TV or camera and feel what they're feeling, it's a different level, and people don't understand how difficult that is to be.
Yeah.
DMX is one of, and I don't know the stack for real, but as far as I know, he's the only artist who released 2 number one albums in the same year.
Yeah, in a calendar year.
In the same calendar year. We're not talking about a measured year.
Yeah, he came out in May and November.
Right. And number one off bat. And we're talking about songs that we are still talking about today, like Get At Me Dog, Party Up, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, I'm your other.
You're good. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, with him, it's that. With Ludacris now, when Ludacris came into the game, it was with that whole Atlanta movement. So it's when the Atlanta movement had started.
Yeah.
What Luda showed me is that, you know what I mean? You need a team. DTP. He showed me that. That was one of the first crews that I feel like in hip hop that I was like, these guys are really friends.
Right.
It's not a bunch of businessmen coming into the game. These guys are really friends. They have known each other for a while. And look, you can take your friendship, opposed to what everybody else says, and you can make a business. You can make money with your friends, man.
It's interesting you mentioned Ludacris because he was signed to Def Jam South,
right? Yeah.
Which was headed by Scarface.
Yeah.
And Scarface wasn't given carte blanche. He could only sign certain artists. He wanted to sign, what's his name from Houston that blew up?
Slim Thug.
Slim Thug. He wanted to sign. There was a bunch of people he wanted to sign. Ludacris was one of the few people that he actually got to sign that blew up.
Right.
Under his regime.
Right.
There's Paul Wall he wants to sign. He wants to sign. Like, a lot of guys that came out later. But Luda dropped in 2000. And that was big for that moment in Atlanta. That
right.
Really paved
because,
the way.
Yeah, for a lot of Atlanta
style,
artists.
Statistically.
Right. And that was what I was about to touch on next. When I heard not only his punchlines, but the way he delivers bars to you.
Yeah.
It was different. It was... First of all, it was audible, which means when I say audible, I'm going to be straight up. It means that anybody could repeat it. You know what I mean? Anybody could repeat it. You didn't have to listen to hip hop to be able to recite Ludacris lyrics. There's a lot of artists where you need to be in hip hop to even catch up to what they're saying.
Yeah.
Ludacris is one of the first artists to say, listen, I can appeal to everybody and I'm going to show you how I'm going to just slow it down a little bit. But I'm going to still hit you with the punchlines, right? So those two guys to me are definitely what brought me up. It's definitely faded very far away from that.
We also can't discount the fact that Ludacris was a DJ first. He was a radio personality.
Half of his first album
was released already on the independent market. He already sold that album.
His name before?
It was Incognito.
Yeah.
Wow.
Before it was... Back to the First Time.
Yeah, it was Incognito.
So the album was called Back to the First Time because...
Yeah.
It was already released on the underground. He sold that
shit.
He was a radio personality. He had already interviewed.
You know, he was a favorite personality with him and Lala.
They were not on a radio. They were on the same radio show. Shut up.
It was him and Lala.
Shut up. Yo, that radio, like if that was radio show was going on today, I'd listen to that right now. Like that was that's crazy. I did not know all of that about him. But obviously, I didn't know all of that. When I got into hip hop, I was just like
he had an advantage that most artists coming up didn't have because he was on the radio.
Right.
So he knows what radio is accepting.
Right.
You know, the format.
He had the ear for it.
And he was smart enough to wake up a long way.
Right. It's funny because every artist among that time, or majority of people just in general, if you ask them who their favorite artist around that time is, it's always Biggie, Tupac. It's always the same list, Nas, or whatever. Which I don't want to downplay those guys. Like, I don't want to downplay them. They're obviously legends for what they did, and I love their music, and I love them and all this stuff. But I feel like a lot of people today are just follow the train. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people probably couldn't even, if I ask a lot of people who say my favorite rapper is Tupac and I say, listen, name me the best five songs off of this album. I think if I went really specific, I doubt that majority of those people would be able to give me.
I'm neurotic, so I probably think.
You've already proven to me by coming, like letting me know that you know what you're talking about. But I'm saying majority of people today that are in it are not like that. They don't really know what they're talking about, right?
I think that's the problem.
That's the problem. Respect. You need to have respect.
A lot of people won't.
Tupac is like a misfit of rap music.
Kind of.
The way that like all these kids wear like Misfits t-shirts, but they don't actually know that.
Yeah. I think it's like UGK. A lot of people credit or give praise to UGK, but how many people can say five songs off of this album from UGK?
Like, get specific.
Yeah.
And see how many people can answer.
I like UGK, but I don't know their discography. Like
right, that. Right, right.
And a lot of people, I think, because Jay-Z. Jay-Z was an actual fan of UGK. I remember from like 98, even before he collaborated with them. Because I bought the
first one.
Okay.
Everybody get one or what, man? That's how we do it? That's how we do it around here.
I quit drinking.
He's not drinking, so.
So you're going to take a shout out to.
Shout out to Renee. Shout out to Karen.
We're keeping it interesting.
I'm about that.
Yeah.
Shout out Dustin.
I wish Nicole, I could see the Crips. Screen. Dustin, what's happening?
Karen, what up?
We got a few people on here. I like this.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of dog hair in this one.
That's something you're just going to keep to yourself, man.
Nah. Like, no. Harley's the...
The house oh, is this the house dog? Yeah.
So this.
True.
All right. What's this doing?
For Harley,
I guess.
To Harley?
Are we toasting Harley?
All right. All right.
There you go.
I like it. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah. What's your album?
Yeah, I didn't get to go.
Yeah.
It's between Black Star and the Love Movement.
Love Movement.
Those were like really big influences for me.
What's your favorite song off Love Movement?
Love Movement is either The Booty or Against the World.
Oh, Against the World.
Yeah.
They don't get a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Against the World
is like this, just a little key stab.
Yeah. And the fact that they go back and forth.
Yeah.
Like the old like stuff off Love. Low End Theory.
Oh, you know what the other one is? What's that interlude called? The one
Four Months?
Yeah. Yeah, with the fucking electric guitar on it.
Yeah, Four Months.
I used to listen to that.
Rayman.
Yeah, there you go.
I was listening to this man right now.
So
good, man.
That was my shit. I'm just learning Rhodes keyboard.
I make a lot of money off Jeopardy.
Yeah. Hip-hop Jeopardy.
There's a hip-hop comic? Hip-hop Jeopardy?
Yeah.
I would make a lot of money.
They got hip-hop squares. I've never seen it.
That hip-hop battle of squares.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Grandmaster Caz.
Okay, you lost me on that one. But yeah, I like the fact that because that was, and I mentioned it, that was at that time, that was the last album they did.
Yeah.
Until they did.
The recent one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take it from here.
Yeah. They were old that album.
Yeah, oh, they were?
Yeah. Oh, Dive Records, they were old that.
Oh,
it was a 5-album deal.
Yeah. Because it was so bad at buying a Love Movement.
The thing was, sorry people, we're getting on a
getting
rap nerd. Yeah.
These two just went off on their own tangent. You know, just like go out of their hip hop dictionary right now.
Fife moved to
it. I just did this
when they were doing
Beach
Rhymes and Life.
Yeah.
So there was the disconnect. So
I see.
He wasn't a part of a lot of the things that happened in Love Movement. Mm-hmm.
It was more like Jake Dilla got involved in that one, didn't he?
He started with Beach Rhymes and Life.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I'd say it was that. And then, like, Black Star for the lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, I always like
that. Was
Most Def had really flow, and it was like, fucking, he was riding the beat, but then that like, quality always was very methodical with each syllable. And I was like, okay, I'm counting five syllables. And that's how to be the best rapper, right? Just, and you learn more.
It's interesting that they didn't follow up to that album, because when that album dropped, it wasn't, like, critically praised at the time.
Yeah, which that one was like developed more of a cult following.
You have to remember those albums came out the same day.
Yeah.
Love Movement.
Wait, the same day?
Same day.
Oh shit.
September 29th.
Okay, well then yeah.
Black Star album. Black Star album. Love Movement. Hard Knock Life. Aquemini. And Brand New Year's album.
Oh shit.
All same day.
It's 2 days after my birthday, September 29th. Throw it out there, man.
Yeah, just
sum it up.
Plug it. There you go.
Can I, is this the right time? Listen, everybody, pay enough attention, man, if you're watching right now. September 30th, this Sunday, it's going down. In case you don't know what this is, I'm Dracy. I run a company called Level Up Media Group, and what we do is we put on shows for artists, independent artists, unheard artists, but only the best. And we put it out in front. We give them a platform. We give them a place to display their talents to the world, let everybody know in front of the right people, though, not just in front of their own friends. We put them in front of the right people. And we have another show coming up September 30th. It's going to be big. It's a daytime show, Sunday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Chezza going to be there, man. Not only is Chezza going to be there, Chezza's on stage, man. So if anybody knows how he rolls, you need to come through. You need to come through to the show. It's going to be big. We have a bunch of people coming out from the industry as well. So if you are an artist, you might want to come through for networking purposes. You know what I mean? But I really hope that if you are not an artist, you will tell an artist about this September 30th, Sunday. Tell them to come through. It's a good networking thing. If you just want a party, we're going to have Reggae Soca. We're going to have it all up for you, man.
Where is the social media where they can get, like, the venue?
Yeah, all of that information. Yes. Let me tell you the address. The address is 876 Dundas Street West. It's downtown Toronto.
Okay.
If you want to get the link, you want to figure out more information, you just have to go to Level Up Media Group. It's one word on Instagram, all right? Or Facebook. Instagram
we're
or
on
Facebook.
Right now.
We're on Facebook. So
what up, Stalin?
We're on Facebook right now. So if you're on Facebook, you just go to the little search bar. You search up Level Up Media Group. You look for us, you click on there, you get all the information that you need, man. It's going to be dope, man. We have three performers. They're really big. I'll be performing that night as well. It is my birthday, but I love to perform on my birthday. As a matter of fact, the day of my birthday, I'm going to be in the studio. And this is for the fourth year in a row that I'm going to be in the studio. I don't know if I do that on purpose or what, but it just always happens. I'm in the studio for my birthday. I'm working. Yeah. So please come through, you know what I mean? But we'll get more into the music and all
that.
Let's
actually get into that. We're all.
There it is. We got the flyer. See what we do as well. We make each artist their own flyer so they can promote themselves. But we don't just put a picture of them and just put it on top of an image in the background. That's an actual real graphic that we have designed, that we have created specifically for him. Right? All of them are different. He can tell you that. He saw them. All of them are different. Whether it's the font, whether it's the placement, all right? So we want to make it special for each artist. We're not playing out here. We're real out here, right? Tell him, man. So that's the flyer. All the information, you can get it anywhere. But Level Up Media Group on Instagram or Facebook.
What's the best thing about being in the studio? That's for everybody.
I'll let you guys go first. I've been talking for a while.
Well, I own a studio, so getting paid is kind of nice.
Artist wise, what's your favorite part of being?
Favorite part of being in the studio is maybe like, I don't know, because like part of me wants to say the disconnect from everything else, but that's like corny as shit.
Really?
I don't know. It's kind of cool to like just be isolated and just put things down so that like at the end of the day you have this like thing you've constructed that you can listen back to that wasn't there at the beginning of the day. It's kind of like stuff stacked. It's like building, you know, but. Auditory building. I don't know. I just kind of love trying different things and seeing what'll work and taking it away at the end of the day and listening to it.
So I like going to studios?
Yeah.
You're in the studio like 99.
I get to hear my own voice.
He's actually not joking.
I
That's but the craziest thing I've ever heard.
No, studio is just fun. It's like, I like to be able to record the music to hear myself after. I like to hear myself.
Yeah, I don't really know how to like, yeah, answer like, question.
I don't know, it's like a whole process, the whole thing. It made me think of an actual another question, but I'll let you finish these ones.
Yeah, well, I like being in the studio, man. A lot of people have things that they like to go to when they're either going through hard times or they're in a stuck position, right? And a lot of people turn to a lot of things. I definitely will turn to the marijuana. I definitely will blaze to get myself high, but 9 times out of 10, you're gonna find me writing lyrics as well.
Right.
9 times out of 10,
you kind of looked at the stats.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, this is the greatest podcast in life. Yeah. I like this podcast.
You don't mind if you smoke, dude? That's
it's actually
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah. Can we get a shot for my friend? Can we get a shot for my friend as well?
You smoke?
Hold on. The look.
Just take one.
Wait, hold on. Jeez. Hold on. You can't do that. That's my thing. That's my thing. By the way.
Just take a one
no,
shot.
That's my thing.
Just take a one shot. No.
I don't care if you're off camera. That's my thing.
Oh, yeah. Copyright
infringement going on over here.
Right. I'm not touching your button. I'll let you guys do that. Yeah, so why do I like being in the studio? So, like I said, people have things that they go to when they're in certain periods. Me, 9 times out of 10, you're going to find me writing lyrics when I have my problems. I'm the type of person who doesn't talk a lot about their life in person, like in public. I don't talk to my friends about it and personal things. I put it in my music. So, for me, the studio is my outlet, so I don't trap everything inside of my head. If I want to get something out, it's on a pen and it's on a paper. And there's a few songs that you can listen to right now on my SoundCloud that when I was going through like a really rough time.
Find it at?
So SoundCloud, you can find me on SoundCloud. I'm on Spotify. I'm on iTunes. I'm on Tidal. I'm on all those streaming services.
But where can they find it?
Right.
There you go.
With the link
now. It's about
but the link. I just wanted to go all the places first. The link. It's always the same. With SoundCloud, it's soundcloud.com. It's Dreci, and my name is Drecey. If you want to find the Spotify or you want to find the iTunes, go on Spotify, go on iTunes, and you type in Drecey, and you're going to see my list of songs there. I got a few.
Hey! It's that time again. You know what I'm talking about.
I got a pat. Hold on.
Everything's happening simultaneously.
No one's
here. You're gonna make me drive
and shot.
He has to do it. It has to happen.
He has to do it.
Alright.
It's yours.
Oh, that's it.
No, that's your just take with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's still a little bit left
to go. Oh no,
we're just gonna pile a little bit
on top.
No, good. I got this. No, we're good.
There was more in my shot.
No, we always give our guests. I know you don't drink anymore. We always give our guests chocolate.
Rude of me, I didn't wait for the cheers.
Tell me when to stop.
Yo, first of all, I don't even know why background is talking right now. That's what we're doing?
No.
Okay.
No.
She already knows this is out, man. Where do you want me to ash this? In there?
Yeah.
All right, let's take this shot.
Two.
Cheers.
To.
To passion, the best passion.
The best thing about being an artist.
To passion.
Here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I thought of two questions.
Okay.
Pick a number one and two.
Five.
One.
Actually, I forget.
That'd be number one.
Forget one. Anyways, so I saw something on.
Pick one or two.
Because you brought up. Oh, yeah, music on SoundCloud. I saw someone say that at this moment, SoundCloud and Bandcamp are dead. Like, those are like the MySpace right now.
That's how they feel, yeah.
I don't know about
SoundCloud. Like,
who's saying this? How do I
know? No, I just seen it online.
It's okay,
seen,
okay, but,
my interest.
But where you saw it, where did you see it?
Facebook.
Facebook's full of grandmothers, though.
Yeah, that's the case.
But at the same time, it was from like a younger generation type thing. Like, I say this because one time I was sharing my music with a 20-year-old, and I was like, yeah, what's your Facebook? And she looked like me. I was fucking crazy.
First of all, you can't talk to 20-year-olds about Facebook.
Exactly. She looked at me and she was like, Facebook?
Yeah, that's
it. I was like,
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram. She's like, yeah, I'm Instagram. She's like, I would never have Facebook. Like,
I know. You're talking about high school kids? Yeah, you can't talk to them.
I was actually at a barbecue and one of my boys.
That means Drake has asked her for them.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You don't want to love it now. Stop
this. Stop this. Sorry, what were you saying? No, but a friend of mine, his son is 13. And he was just like, no, I don't.
No, they don't. No, they
Facebook.
Don't. They look
even
weird. No,
even Instagram,
he was kind of
like, honestly, I don't really mess with Facebook too tough either, but like, I do use it for obviously, I'm an artist. You got to use as many social media outlets as you possibly can, but as far as Facebook, that's dead. That's
you
dead.
On LinkedIn?
That's dead. I'm not on LinkedIn because I should be. I should be because of the business.
Before I
level up.
Before I forget. You know
what
I mean?
Know?
You look like Madlib.
Sorry,
that's
the first time,
that out there.
That's the first time I've ever heard Madlib. That's the first time I've ever heard Madlib. I've heard lots of other artists. That's the first time.
You normally get.
But to the thing about SoundCloud being.
What do you normally get?
What do you normally get?
I set myself up. You saw I tried to move on real fast.
You threw that off the back.
Was I trying to move on real fast? Because I'm going to tell you guys these names, and you guys are going to be
please,
like, come on.
Please,
man.
Anybody, Google Madlib and tell me he doesn't know it.
Okay, so I've gotten crazy artists. If you're black and you sing R&B, I pretty much look like you. I've heard Omarion, which I look nothing like.
No, that's white people. Sorry.
This is what I'm telling you. This is what I'm telling you. This is why it don't make sense. If you're black and you do R&B, apparently I look like you. If you're black and you make comedy, apparently I look like you. I'll tell you guys this. This is fine. It's whatever. We're
this
live.
The most common one here.
Yeah.
You guys are going to die. Steve Urkel is the most common one
that I
hear.
Jaleel
White is the common.
Without the facial hair?
Without the beard. Jaleel White, and you know what? I wanted to deny it so hard for so many years until my friend sent me a picture, a side-by-side.
Yeah.
And he found the right pictures to put side-by-side. I'm telling you, if I sent those two pictures to Worldstar or Baller Alert, they would put it up as the post, like, celebrity
you
looking.
You might have to do some fuck shit then.
I'm good, though.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm old,
I'm washed, I'm in bed by 8 p.m. I don't know. Kids might do that for social media.
I'm not doing that.
And you got an event coming up.
I got an event coming up, but I ain't going to use Steve Urkel to do it, man. We good. I'm going to use
did
myself.
You do that?
I see what you're doing. I'm not too God yet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But to respond to what you're saying about SoundCloud being dead, I'll put it to you this way. I'm not a huge artist. I have a following out here though. On SoundCloud right now, I just got reminded because I did another interview the other day. I have 89 followers on SoundCloud, right? If you look at my last three songs, 25,500 listens, 16,900 listens, 8,000 listens.
Right. Numbers.
So you can't tell me that a man sitting here telling you, honestly, I have 89 followers, and I'm telling you 20,000 listens is gonna sit here and tell you that SoundCloud's dead.
Right.
It's not. There's people out there, and out of those 25,000, how am I not sure that one of those people wasn't somebody who knows somebody else who knows somebody else who knows somebody else?
Right. How many like reposts?
I have four reposts on Toronto reposts and a couple of like other playlists,
of
other playlists and stuff like that. But it's people that I've never spoken to. It's not people that I know that are reposting or putting this up or anything like that.
Sometimes you get those people that have no affiliations. You they just like
no affiliation.
Just have passion for
they're them. All blogs. Yeah, all blogs. So you can't tell me that those things are dead because I look at it differently. People, the problem with the world today is everybody wants fame right away. Everybody wants to drop a song and put it out, and then it blows up, and this person likes it, and they're famous. And that's how everybody sees it, because that's what you see on the internet.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not how the way it goes, man. You got to learn to appreciate the small things when they come. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You got to learn to appreciate the small things when they come so that you really enjoy the big things, right? This is something that I've learned as an artist.
Drake said about 11.
I just have to say
if everything that's bad is true, then we have to get him out of here. If not, then you have to vindicate him. But it's gotta be either.
I can't believe we really sit here talking about if Drake is trying to tap some 15-year-old.
We don't know.
Drake
don't know.
Drake could pick up his phone, close his eyes.
He could.
Get the keypad, type in 10 numbers, press send. Hello?
I know.
Yo, you want to come over? Here's the problem. Here's the problem. It doesn't even matter who it is.
Here's the problem.
You're kidding me?
Here's the problem.
Actually, hold on a second.
You guys are wild.
Grandma?
Your phone rings.
Lola, what's
it's
up?
Drake. He says,
Jimmy, what's up?
Come over. Are you going?
No, I'm not going over there. No, man. I'm not going over there.
I don't think that's
the funny thing. I know people know Drake. I'm still not going over to his house.
I don't think the problem is what he has available to him.
Right.
With all due respect, because these are women, people, gotta respect it. But it could be a fetish thing.
Is everybody? That's what. That's what people used to say about R. Kelly, that he got so tired of everything that he had to go to this and blah blah blah.
That was from early.
We're talking about apples and oranges, people. We're talking about R. Kelly. We're talking about Drake. It's two different people.
We
two different life forms. Two different.
We might be talking about red apples and Macintoshes.
Granny Smiths and whatever. You know what I mean?
Maybe he thinks he'll get like superpowers if he fucks her. From the show.
Oh, this
is wild.
From the young.
You guys are wild, man.
The
you guys are wild.
Young to keep himself young.
You guys are wild.
That's,
you guys are wild.
Unfortunately, we're not the Joe Budden podcast. We can't play outstanding when things get really bad. Nobody watched the Joe Budden.
I watched. I watched the Joe Budden, but
I
don't
even know. Like clips.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That must be a recent one.
No.
Where was this one from?
Outstanding. You got that?
Oh, you got
the
monkey.
Play,
the monkey.
No.
When things get
Chorus
serious.
Monkey in the Jungle.
Bad Gap? No, that was H&M.
Yeah, that's H&M.
I don't know where you went with that.
The coolest
monkey
man.
In the jungle.
No,
yeah. I said, cool in the gang.
No,
I meant to say the Gap Man. Sorry.
That's where I was.
But there's a point where things get too serious, too dark,
mm-hmm.
and they have to get things happy again. They play cool in the gang.
Oh,
I said it again. They play the Gap Band's.
It's pretty wholesome.
They play the Gap Band's outstanding. So lighten up the mood. So yeah. What else is happening that is I guess a little lighter?
Oh, we gotta big up our new sponsor. Green 420 online, as you can see. I enjoy their sponsorship.
Actually, what we're smoking right
Green
now.
Green 420.
Gorilla Glue.
It's called Gorilla Glue.
Those commercials are amazing.
Yeah, we got it at a hardware store.
I know it's not our sponsor. And shout out to our sponsor. But the Gorilla Glue commercials are amazing.
Since you guys have the sponsorship, let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Where do you think they come up with these names for these strains?
It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Because I'm telling you, like I'm just trying to get high. So if I have someone who comes to me and be like, hey, that was not time, but that was a good time. Do it?
Two companies that come up with bullshit that people
Two
companies that will come up with some bullshit that we're going to buy eventually.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay. Now we're getting serious.
Yeah, there's companies. There's strands that are like, I could be saying a strand that's
yes,
an right. actual strand.
But like, if I go to somebody and they tell me I got
pineapple
Express.
China. No, they'll say
pineapple. Here's what I got, man. I got for you, I got some Pineapple Express here, man. I got some Girl Scout cookies. I got some Hubba Bubba over here. We got the OG Kush, the Sour Diesel. I know the strains, but like, if you tell me that you have all of those, me, as somebody who's just trying to get high,
that doesn't mean anything
to me. Does that mean anything to you guys when you get the name? Do you like? Does a name matter to you? That's what I want to know. Does the name matter?
Yes. Because I know all the different percentages now, and I know what's the difference between indica and sativa.
That is important, but as far as like the name,
it's all about the names. Tell me what the percentages are now, to me, because I know this now.
Oh, because you okay? Because you're so familiar with
like,
that.
If I get Pink Kush is 15% THC.
Okay.
So I know that's kind of mid. It'll get me nice, but like this Gorilla Glue is 28%.
Oh, then what's up?
I know this shit. The reason they call it Gorilla Glue because more likely it'll make a gorilla just stick. Just.
I want 7 grams of the donkey.
He's not moving.
Oh man.
This is like strong shit, but like
what? Fart at the same time.
And then when you see the fruit ones,
right?
Because they actually have like a smell to it or a look to it.
I actually understand it. Blueberry actually has a blueberry smell to
it.
Right? There's some that smell like I've had one that smells like lemon almost, like a sour lime diesel. I think it's called.
Oh, sorry.
Sour Lime Diesel, I think it's called, and it's crazy.
What do I have in my bag of tricks?
But it's to me, it's just like, I get why, I guess they give names so that you can.
This is blueberry.
It's probably like just fun.
That's blueberry.
Yeah, see, that has like a blueberry.
But it also goes back to memory.
It's definitely weed, though.
Because, like I'm not a smoker.
I can't smell anything right now. I'm congested as fuck.
I don't smell like anything. But I don't smoke. But when I was, okay, we were a friend of ours.
But here's another one. Sorry. Tangerine.
It smells like nothing to
Tangerine Dream.
Okay, hold on. Because that. I feel like you telling me tangerine is why I kind of smelt it at first.
Yeah, it's like
But I can kind of smell tangerine.
Is this like perfumes and colognes as well? Because you can
absolutely.
Only, no, because what I'm saying is when you do a scent test.
Yeah.
Like I remember 50 Cent was talking about when he did his cologne. When they do the actual market research for it, he can only just do 3 cents a day because your body can only identify
so much.
Yeah, at once. So it's like, he'll smell one, they'll be like, all right, that's that. Here's another one. They can only do that many. Tomorrow we'll come back because your body's going to. So how many of those can you smell and differentiate and know what's what? Like a blind test.
There and did that.
Have you ever?
Okay. No, I actually did that.
Here's the thing with the new laws.
To organize.
It would.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
10 different strands.
That's a less of
bags each and then blindfold me, make me snip each one. Yeah. Very time consuming.
Well, that's why they go through.
Why would it be lucrative though, just off the smell?
Because no, because
like smell based. Well, like maybe
if you're gonna brand it afterwards.
Yeah.
If that's like the scent that you're, if you're 50 Cent, uh-huh. And you're saying this is the cologne I'm gonna go with. It's gotta be.
But cologne is different because cologne is like scent. So like you put it on you want to smell like that. Versus the weed where you smell it and you're like, I like the way that smells and I'm gonna smoke it. But it's not like something you're gonna wear. You don't need to associate.
Even that to me is confusing.
You're actually going to wear it.
Where you're picking the weed based on how it smells and stuff like that's it. Like based on how it looks, I get that. But based on how it smells, I don't care how it smells, man. But am I gonna get high after this? Like, am I gonna get high after this?
Yeah,
the THC.
Yeah, I guess it does. And that's the thing. I don't have a license. You know what I mean? And I'm worried. I'm worried about all of that because now that they're making it legal, and I've seen all of the
laws
that come with this legal. This legal weed now, it's gonna be a different game. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a totally different game. Apparently, it's gonna be like cigarettes. Now, how they do cigarettes where you're not allowed to actually display them in front of people. Yeah. Now in dispensaries, you're not even allowed to actually show the people what it is that they're getting. So this is where you have an advantage now, you know what I mean? Where you can go in and be like, I already know the strains, but if I don't know the strains and I go in somewhere now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try about 5 or 6 different things before I can find something that I like.
And you're only going to be able to do like 3.
Of them, exactly, right?
Yeah, and you're going to be high every time and forget.
It doesn't, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't really like the way that they're doing and everything like that.
Well, yeah.
I get used to the names.
Right?
Well, you start learning like the hybrids.
Here's an added thing to that, to the legal dispensaries they're going to be doing. First of all, they're rolling out like 80, they said. Yeah, that's ridiculous. So that's not enough to cover all of Toronto.
Yeah.
And I see how they like map their LCDOs and they want to do it similarly. And there's like 3 LCDOs on a corner around like the studio I work at.
Yeah.
It's basically like LCDO, LCDO, and then Metro that sells beer. So it's all concentrates in one area. And then when I was living in like fucking Scarborough, there were no LCDOs to be found. It was like an hour away. So it's probably going to be similar with like the fucking dispensaries where it's like condensed to like a populated wealthy area and then fuck all anywhere else.
Yeah,
and there's 80. So that's going to suck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I explained that well, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand what you mean.
I don't know. That's not
pictures. But yeah. I don't know. Both. I
get
it, but. Yeah. Medical, so it's been a while. I don't think anything's going to change on that.
Two things I can guarantee you that they're thinking about right now, and that's taking advantage of those that they know are going to be getting weed, so there's probably going to be taxes on it.
I mean, I love that. That's the whole point.
And, like, Me personally, this is how I think, right? I'm a different thinker. This is probably going to flip it on a different angle, but this is how I think. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people out here who are really trying to get some population control on us.
Oh yeah, I believe that.
Right. So this is how I look at what's going on right now.
I wait.
You're right. Right. Right.
There's something else that.
Okay.
No, I'm going way left.
Okay. Yeah. Now in the world, is they're finding things that we as a people indulge in that are bad for us, and they're supplying it to us in a greater form than we've ever been able to receive it. And you know how it is. If you're into drugs, let's say you're into cocaine and you have no money, and then you hit the lottery. Are you going to stop doing drugs?
No.
You're just going to keep doing it,
but that's
on a higher level, right?
That's what wealth does. It just...
It's not just wealth. It's the availability. It's the availability.
And
wealth
provides
that. But what I'm saying right now is the government is doing something where they're providing it to us without us needing the wealth, right? And there's a lot of things out here that I don't really trust about what's going on, right? And this is like the next level of things, right? There's certain things that I believe there should be cures for, and then maybe there are, and da 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 da. We all have those type of theories. You know what I'm saying? Obviously,
all
we all have those type of theories.
All those theories. It's not a theory. It's not a theory.
What I'm saying
is
what I'm saying
is there. Don't kill me, people.
What I'm saying with
government, please.
What I'm
not
saying
yet.
Is they're not. You think
I've been there by 8 p.m. I'm not a threat to anybody.
You think they might
be watching? I'm watching.
I hope they're watching because this is what I'm about to say is for real.
Don't kill me. I still watch Family Feud.
Steve Harvey makes it okay.
The last 5 minutes. The cash,
The thing that we never asked as a people is where our things come from. We never ask where they're produced or how they're produced. We're never curious as to how it is, as long as we get the results that we want. Now that the government has more control over this and they have the inspectors, I don't know what's going into that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're adding to it.
Well,
we already have to pay more for our food because they're adding all this extra stuff so they can grow 10 times more.
Not to mention the tariffs that just got.
And the taxes. So like I said, man, like this is great and I want to rejoice and everything like that, but I don't like the government having control over anything that we do. Yeah. I prefer it as a black market. And see, me as being the person I am, I'm not getting no license. I'm still getting it from Eddie down the block.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm good. If Eddie got that nice stuff, whatever he got, I'm good with. You got it from a dispensary, that's cool. You hold on to that, man. Because I don't know what they're trying to do out here. The way things are happening in the world right now, I just can't trust it. I love it. I love it. But I can't trust it, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's cool that it's like out, but it's definitely not something you want to seek out. This is probably
it's weird. It's weird. Out of nowhere, they want to make this stuff leak. Out of nowhere, all of a sudden, we've been fighting for this for years. And all of a sudden, now they want to make it legal?
I want to turn
Come
this
on.
In. I wanted to. I don't know how old.
You probably guys makes are. Your dick fall off.
Well, listen, that's something I need to keep. That's something I need to keep. I want to keep that.
You took it
way,
way
left.
That's like a really far
way
conspiracy
left.
Theory.
I wanted to turn this to a choose your own adventure book.
Okay.
Guys,
lose your own opinion.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that one.
You're a rapper.
All right.
I wanted to go to. Shoot. Yeah, fuck me up. I think it's Contact High. I wanted to go to conspiracy
really
theories.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. But then when you said we don't trust, love and trust, is there love without trust in anything?
No. That's the easy question.
Can you love something without trust?
I'd rather you love me. I mean, I'd rather you trust me.
There's nothing in this world that you can love without trusting.
I don't know. I kind of trust gravity, but I don't love it. But I don't think gravity's not going to be here tomorrow.
I like where you went.
That's actually a really good answer, man. Damn. I don't love gravity either.
Yeah.
Fuck
gravity. Kind of an asshole a lot of the time. But
I mean,
you know it's always going to be there.
What else is happening that that's on your mind? Whether it's music, sports, entertainment, film. Bylong, if you want to jump in.
Wylong's high.
Wylong is.
I don't know what the fuck you live with.
Two episodes ago. Yeah.
He was DJing off an iPad.
Yeah.
So he had all the little check it outs and shit.
The samples.
Like what? Give us an example. Give us one. Okay.
Like that. He right. didn't have that, so he vocalized it.
Okay. What else? Hold on. Let me see what else you got in here, man. What else you got?
That's my favorite.
Okay, we got the horn. Check old school. Michael Jackson.
He didn't have all that at his
That's crazy.
Okay. He didn't have all that at his disposal 2 weeks ago. So he had to vocalize it.
Yeah.
And we had a guest. So every time he did it,
he was saying
who's bad?
Who's bad? No, he wasn't.
Check it out, right?
Check it out. No, he weren't.
Yeah. Granted, he had a couple shots with us. So he did it. But
he's got epilepsy.
Whatever the hell y'all spoken up in here, man, put me on that, man.
So
you guys are crazy.
This guy I'm used to him kind of shining in. But he's been completely off.
Check it out. Oh my god. I don't even want to visualize
it. Yeah, I want to play a game. Can I throw curveballs at you?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. And then the nun poked her head out and said, shit, I guess I have to gargle. And then you hit it with a sound effect. Okay.
I'm mad at how well that worked out. That one actually worked out better than I thought it would. But we'll set that up. Yeah.
Alright.
So you have this event going on.
Right.
Plug it again.
Okay, so like I said, Level Up September 30th, 876 Dundas Street West. It's at May Cafe. If you want to check it out, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's a day party. It's gonna be reggae, soca, R&B, hip hop. If you like 90s R&B and hip hop, you like reggae and soca, this is probably the place to be. It just so also happens to be my birthday, which means that I am blowing this out of proportion. I am going out of control. I'm not holding anything back. So we want all artists to come through. Like I said before, if you didn't hear before, I'm going to repeat it because it's very important. If you're an artist, this is definitely the place to come through for networking purposes. We have a bunch of people through the industry coming. I got a videographer coming. I got two photographers coming. We're going to make this an event.
Can you make an exception?
What's up?
Can't.
An exception to what? You see how I'm straight face right now? Can you tell me?
I was trying to do something.
Ask me, I might have to
I was trying to do something my ex-girlfriend did. She wanted me to say yes before I asked.
Nah. No. Well, I am definitely not your ex-girlfriend, so we can start there.
No, we weren't. We weren't doing that. I'm just saying, I'm from the shop club. I'm probably going to bring my flask. Am I going to get searched for my flask?
Me and the shop club, you're here. Do not bring your flasks, any of that stuff. We're gonna have drinks available.
Okay.
We're going to have $4 beers.
That's great.
We got premium cocktails.
That's great for everybody else.
Listen, brother, I'm not going to tell you anything on camera, man. We don't have $8. Premium alcohols, okay, $4. Don't bring flasks, okay? He won't have his flask. Okay?
I won't have my flask.
He will not have his flask.
I'm gonna
okay?
Tape this to your ass. It's not gonna be there.
He's not gonna have his flask.
I'm gonna, it's not gonna be there.
All right, let's move
I don't,
on.
I don't know why I asked.
Yeah, I don't know why you asked either. September 30th, May Cafe. All right, Chesa on stage. You know what I mean, Chesa. Tell them what can we expect,
what's
man.
Gonna be
the,
what's gonna be
okay, we have Chesa, we have Trendy Boy, we have me, we have Kid Daniels.
Shout out to Kid Daniels.
Kid Daniels
he was
on
here.
There.
He was here
as well.
Earlier this season.
Yeah. Kid Daniels is my boy, man. I respect you guys for having him on. I actually saw that. I watched that. It was a really good interview. We have Kappa Don as well. Kappa Don.
Not Kappa Don.
No. Whoever that is, because
sure.
Just Kappa Don.
20th anniversary of the Pillage.
Okay, definitely not that guy. It's
okay.
Not going to be there. And then we have, of course, our DJ, who is our DJ throughout all of our shows. This is our fourth show we've put on. We've moved from a crowd of 50 people to over 150 people in four shows. So I think we're doing pretty well. DJ King. I just want to go out and stick it all out. We have DJ King K as well, who's been our DJ since the beginning. One of the best DJs. He DJs down at Barcodes on Saturdays. He DJs for Vibe 105.5.
Okay.
So live to air. Check it out, y'all. You know? And if you were here the other day, he was saying that live, so that's cool. You know? But yeah, come through. Definitely come through, man.
I can't wait till you get to see that episode.
I'm excited for that. And if you want to check out the music, I go by the name Dreci, D-R-E-C-E-Y. The music is on SoundCloud, Spotify, anywhere you can stream. But if you want SoundCloud, SoundCloud.com, it's Dreci. And then on Spotify, just search my name, man. It's D-R-E-C-E-Y. All right?
Shout out to Sachi. Shout out to Andrew.
Triple A. What up?
Oh, what up, Trent?
Thank you for coming through.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to plug myself, too. Yes, so you can find me. It's Meyer Clarity, M-Y-E-R, Clarity spelled normal way. You can look me up. I'm on Spotify, probably not Tidal. I'm on Apple Music, SoundCloud, YouTube.
Is there anything we need to know about that?
Yeah, like probably. That's a little weird to say probably before. That's what threw me off.
I don't know.
You're just not unsure. Just
I feel
checked.
Like everyone's excluded from Tidal. what
did you say about the Beehive?
Nothing about any
beehive. I'm on Tidal. I searched for myself and I found myself on Tidal. Yeah.
Oh.
So maybe you should search for it and
you know what? I might be on Tidal. I just also like kind of shit talk Tidal a lot. So I just feel like some executive would be sloppy and take me off.
I love it. Yeah.
But my new album, Not All Heroes Wear Capes, Volume 1,
thank you,
is now on Spotify. With the top song, Blonde Leading the Blonde, almost at 10K.
Ooh.
So, check that out. Ooh. Chambers. He's there. Yeah. And big shout out to Heavy Ox Records. We're doing really good things, and the studio is open. So, if you need studio time, give me a shout.
Thank you. Clap it up one more time. Thank you, everybody, for the room. This is the last shot. What are we taking the last shot to?
Gorilla
to gravity. Always
to gravity. He said Gorilla Glue. He said gravity.
Trust both.
Yeah. And that's a lot of G's. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Triple G for Triple G getting robbed.
This is for the G's. This is for the hustles.
Here we go.
Thank you to M.O. Littles, David Solomon, who couldn't be here. Bye long. Shout out to True Vibes for coming through last week for us. We got you going on. Shot Club Podcast on IG. Of course, you're on Facebook already. Twitter, follow us. Make sure you check out
Level Up Media Group. Check out my page on Instagram. On Instagram, it's Level Up Media Group. Or you can find me at It's Dreci, D-R-E-C-U-R.
And Meyer Clarity. You know where to find me. Everywhere. Not a title.
Montreal next month.
Check it out, y'all.